More than 1,000 people are now feared dead and thousands more trapped under rubble after another major earthquake hit the Asia-Pacific region. It struck last night near the city of Padang on the Indonesian island of Sumatra and measured 7.6 on the Richter scale. Homes, hotels, schools and other buildings have been destroyed. Half a dozen Indonesian rescue teams are on their way to Sumatra. Meanwhile, Samoa is being rocked by dozens of aftershocks after islands in the Pacific were hit by a tsunami yesterday. At least 140 people were killed when the waves from an undersea earthquake rolled ashore. 4 Australians are confirmed dead and another 7 are missing. Rescue workers are still searching for survivors. And the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has sent formal condolences to Samoa, Tonga and American Samoa for the loss of life caused by the tsunami. He's urged the international community to support relief and recovery efforts in the areas affected.
We are with you at a time of great natural disaster and a time of great personal tragedy.
Australia has pledged $2 million of aid and medical workers are being flown to Samoa from Queensland, South Australia and New South Wales today. Join us for more news later.